This is Recharged Radio. Justin Wayne.
There's the band called Pippa Maria's. Great stuff. That is a brand new track from them. They're playing tonight at the Purple Turtle in Camden. If you are looking for something to do this evening, or if you're on your way out the door down to Camden Town, go check them out. Certainly recommended here. They are a Swedish band that's all living in London right now. So, I don't know. I wasn't going to say anything nasty about them. I don't know what I was going to say about them at all. But yes, yeah, great sounds as well. We've played a song of theirs a few weeks ago. In fact, we did the Friday Forum here in the flat with all the boys and all the toys. It was fun. That's when we did that. But we have a couple. Obviously, we have things to discuss. As I have said, yeah, we need to talk about the cat, Sand River. One of the bands, his cat, one of his cats sat on the keyboard and tweeted some things, and he was obviously commenting on that. I did some retweeting for him, and loads of people were talking about their cats and sitting on keyboards and stuff. It must be a thing that cats like to do. If your cat likes to sit on your keyboard, email me, justinrechargeradio.com. Mine certainly does. Puck likes to... He likes to use Skype. He likes to use Google Chat. He likes to email. He's emailed clients of mine before, which is really kind of embarrassing. He's deleted things on my desktop. He's opened things that I have never seen before. Sometimes I come and then like, what is this? I've never seen this in my life. I didn't even know this was on this computer. He's very smart, and very useful, but usually just sleeps in front of the laptop and watches Grey's Anatomy, which is a little embarrassing sometimes. Come home. Yeah. Right. There you go. If your cat also messes with your keyboard or your phone, I've heard of cats playing with mobile phones as well, which is a little frightening. I think what Puck does, when I'm gone, if we leave the laptop open, obviously the opposable thumbs is tough, but if there's a laptop open, he can at least, you know, chat to his friends a little bit. Because he is the only cat here, and used to live with a bunch of dogs and another cat, so I'm sure he chats to them or something. You know, gotta chat to the pack, if you know what I mean. Yeah. But let's roll on. It is going to sort of go into a vein of... it was about 6 weeks ago, we interviewed Nick Tan, and Matt Stevens is a good friend of Nick Tan's, and we are actually going to have a friend of Matt Stevens is on the show tonight, but we're going to have to, we've moved her to, I believe it'll be next week, we'll see. But Matt Stevens, a long time coming, found out the heat that lives not far from where I work, so we are going to meet up for a pint soon, and have a long chat, and get that on. It'll be a little different as far as interviews on the Justin Wayne Show are concerned. That's going to be fun. But anyway, let's move on. Nick Tan is going to be, we're going to play him. We're going to play some Matt Stevens. We're going to play some Nick Tan. Right now, however, is a man that I think Nick Tan didn't find him. He used to play for Black Cherry. You ever heard play that funky music, White Boy? He was the man that did the ding, 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 ding. He was the bass player. He's called Alan Wentz, and this is a very podcastable, fantastic track called Psychotic, also titled Hello Sid. Once again, it's Alan Wentz. It's A-L-L-E-N Wentz. You just Google that. He has a couple of websites, so you can check that out. And check it out right here on the Justin Wayne Show.
You're a disgrace. Think you're supporting live music sitting at home alone? The Recharge Radio Gig Guide.
Provided by tourdates.co.uk.
It seems a subliminal message to remind myself to do the gig guide this week. We did talk about... we will play Alan Wentz in just a minute. I apologize. I stuck that in front by accident. Not by accident, on purpose. Scarlet Fever is playing the 100 Club. And actually, the 100 Club might be closing down, which is really frightening. Stephen Dale Pettit, as well as a bunch of other people, are rallying in December to get a gig together. If you go to stephendalepettit.com, you can find out more about that. If you are a 100 Club fan, certainly check that out. Of course, tonight, if you are heading down to Camden, make sure you get to see the Pippa Marias at the Purple Turtle. Scarlet Ma on Friday. One of my favorite things, these gigs at the Cobden Club. If you've never been down there in is it Hammersmith? God, I don't remember. Shepherd's Bush? No, it is Hammersmith. Scarlet Moss is playing at the Cobden Club tomorrow night, as well as the Up Beatles. We don't want to talk about the Up Beatles, do we? No, they play covers. Folkerstein playing at the King's Hall in Newington, and Blue Central is at the Albion in Penarth. That's Friday. Saturday, Through Her Eyes is at the Lamp Tavern in Dudley. Makers at the Horn of Plenty, the Horn in St. Albans, which is where the Exposure Music Awards are going to be, that sort of Exposure Music Awards tour that is going on, which is fantastic. The Reactors are playing at the Music Bar in Brixton, Brixton Hill, 144 Brixton Hill, and the Mangled Wurzels playing the Old Ship Inn in Upway. Other gigs that are happening in the very near future, the 29th, Monday, at the Purple Turtle is Room 9. They were on the show last week. The week before. We played some brand new tracks of theirs. They're bursting onto the scene. I've been playing loads of gigs lately. If you haven't seen them yet, the 29th, Purple Turtle. It's a Monday night, but it's going to be fantastic. I'll be down there. I don't think the wife knows that yet till just now, but now she does. It's gonna be a fun gig, and lots of metal, lots of interesting things. If you head over to room9.co.uk, you can find out more about that gig. The poster is on the main page. I should know because I made the webpage. There you go. But yes, so there you go. Those are some gigs. That is the gig guide. Thank you to Tour Dates for supporting us and supporting the gig guide. Head over to tourdates.co.uk. You can find out more about what's going on in London and around the UK and around the world. So there you go. Right. Let's do this. Alan Wentz, Psychotic, Hello Sid, as promised, right here on The Justin Wayne Show.
www.nicktan.co.uk. Will there be be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts?
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
Long way home is all I get. A tight-lipped smile, all the while I know the truth that she reached. I long goodbye, I yearn to stay. Whispered word you never heard, not now, not then. How do you sleep? How do you sleep at night? Don't you know that I'm the one who loves you? How do you sleep? Makes me weep, weep at the thought of you. Watching a while my heart breaks. It's come to this painful kiss, the best I get. Passion strong lingers on and on and on and on. And don't you know the wound's so deep, but it will keep. I wear, you know I wear it well, that loving touch. But now that search makes me die, die, die. How do you sleep? How do you sleep at night? Don't you know that I'm the one who loves you? How do you sleep? Makes me weep, weep at the thought of you. Watching a while my heart breaks. How do you sleep? Do you sleep at night? Don't you know that I'm the one who loves you? I wish you knew me when I was alive. Oh, I was a funny fella. Oh, how do you sleep? Makes me weep, weep at the thought of you. Watching a while my heart, my heart, my heart. How do you sleep? How do you sleep?
Find us at rechargedradio.com.
This song's called Spencer Park. That is Matt Stevens. Two for Matt Stevens, and one from Nick Tan there. That little set we heard, How Do You Sleep, from Nick Tan back there, as well as his very interesting mother and daughter, son, I don't know what it is, baby, mother and baby jingle about him. That's nicktan.co.uk, that's where you find him. And actually, at the moment, Nick Tan and I are working on redoing his entire website. He's going to be making, he's got podcasts, he's got blogs, and he's got his own music. We're putting it all together. It's quite the project. It's quite the undertaking. But it's going to be amazing when we're finished. So make sure you do keep an eye on nicktan.co.uk for future updates, fantastic changes, and all sorts of things like that. I don't know if you know this, but I've started a web development company. I would say web design company, but it's not necessarily design. We make sure that people have blogs and websites set up, especially bands, and make sure they know how to get everything tied into Twitter and MySpace and Facebook and all those other sorts of magical things, and promote themselves online and sell their stuff on their websites. That's what we do. My company is at DIYDTF.com, and they're not to be too commercial about it, but yeah, that's what I've started doing recently in the last 6 months or so, and things have actually been going very well, and starting to get very confident about the work we're doing, and I really think that these sort of, as it were, the ROI of any of our projects turns over itself at least 100%. So you make you make everything back that you spend on your website. That's just how it works. Because especially if you don't have a website yet, or if your website isn't search engine friendly yet, a lot of the things that we do can help you make it back. So that's all I'll say about that. It's DIYDTF.com. You can go learn more about that if you're interested and need a website, or if you just wanted to check out what I'm doing these days. There's a client page on there. You can see that some of the people that we've worked with and some of the things that we've done. Right. But anyway, so that's Nick Tan. We also heard from Matt Stevens. We heard Burnt Out Car and Spencer Park, a live version of Spencer Park. I wanted to show you, I like to play that because it shows you exactly how he builds each of those songs. He does everything by himself with a bunch of pedals. And so he, you know, does things into a pedal, loops it back, and then does something over the top of it. Very interesting, and very good. He creates very good music over there. And we're going to speak to him very soon. If you want to speak to him yourself, it's mattstevensguitar.com. He's got loads of stuff there. And certainly recommend going over and checking out some of that stuff. He's got all of his albums are up there. Some of them are pay what you want. Some of them you have to pay for. Some of them are free. Just lots of really cool stuff over there. So check that out. Right. Well, we are near the end. The Island Music Show is in the chat room and listening. Apparently, he played some ping pong and has said that it is waiting for us. We are going to go visit Holdrigodesa, and we're still trying to iron out when that's going to be. If that's going to be in... it looks like it's going to be April time. So, there you go. Sometime in April. We'll be visiting you, I think. A couple of things we need to make sure that aren't going to happen during that time, which are sort of holding us back from confirming. But yeah, so we're going to go over there. Maybe we'll do, maybe Justin will try and speak some Portuguese by then and do the Cowboy Cantor podcast. If you've never heard that show before, it is cowboycantor.com. There was a Portuguese band called Juntos de Pontapeche, which one of their big songs is called Cowboy Cantor, and that's where Rodrigo got the name for that show. He also, of course, does the Island Music Show. It comes up just after mine here on Recharge Radio at 10 o'clock. It's in about 19 minutes. Right now, it is time. We've played the song once before. We're going to play it again. It's a fantastic track. Brand new song. I don't think that the next EP is even titled yet, but this is a song off of it. They're called Jespa. They won the People's Choice Award last year, the Justin Wayne Show Birthday Best. If you didn't know already, we're taking nominations right now. Justin@rechargeradio.com. Send in the bands you want, the songs that you want on this year's Justin Wayne Show Birthday Best. These guys won the People's Choice Award last year. 350 people voted. 100 and some of them voted for Jespa. So there you go. You can find them at jespamusic.com or myspace.com/jespamusic. It's pronounced Jespa. So if you see them, say it properly. Be respectful. This is Isabel on the Justin Wayne Show.
King, I could shut myself away and never let you in. I could use a drink or two, I could use some sin. I could be a pioneer, and I could be a saint. I could become anything, but you would stay the same. I could use a drink or two, I could use a change. Isabel, my love, wasn't The truth, it hits much harder when you see it face to face. I could use a drink or two, I could use some faith. For you, Isabel, my love wasn't meant to be broken. Isabel, my love wasn't meant to be broken. Life is never as easy as it seems. You said all I had to do was live by. Your soldier now, I'll never be that tough. I will never judge you, but I'll never be enough. I could use a drink or two, I could use some love, but you'll never be good enough for me.
go down to the graveyard, she said. So I grabbed my guitar and I sung for the dead. I drew my breath, so my lungs did swell. I sung hallelujah and I sung it well. For a moment I thought I heard your voice. So I turned my head, cause I had no choice. I had to see, I had to make sure that it wasn't your voice. Cause there is no cure. So I grabbed my guitar and I sung for the dead. I drew my breath, so my lungs did swell. I sung hallelujah and I sung it well. For a moment I thought I heard your voice. So I turned my head, cause I had no choice. I had to see, I had to make sure. Graveyard, she said. So I grabbed my guitar and I sung for the dead. I drew my breath, so my lungs did swell. I sung hallelujah and I sung it well.
is Kikuzi, Sunkissed Planet. They had the track of the week last week, Words and Wars, which is our brand new track. It's going to be on the 27th of December on Animal Farm Records. It's going to be fantastic. That's also a fantastic song. You go to myspace.com/Kikuzi, you can get in touch with the band and get the EP for yourself. Dang it. Right, that's the end of the show this week. Thanks very much to all of our... I didn't have any guests, did we? But thanks very much to Luke of Unquiet Nights for the exclusive, as well as Patrick of Heister Hit Records. Thanks very much for sending over the new Love Like Fire. That's great stuff. Great, great stuff. And thanks everyone else for supporting the show. Yeah, there's been some really great stuff about the Scout 66 interview we did last week. So if you haven't checked that out, go check out episode 111, part 2. It's a really good interview. And go check out scout66.com. One of the just a really good big asset for any indie musician at all, anywhere. We have one more song for you, and it is from the band Junebug, who we interviewed not too long ago either. They are called, well, they are called, I just told you who they're called. They're called Junebug, off of the album Modern Day Fairy Tales, which is brand new, just out now. Jumpstart by Rocket. It'd make a very good Christmas present. There you go. It is. It's that time of year, isn't it? Right. Next week is the Thanksgiving show. I will see you then. Have a good week. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
so I can. To get away,
for independent music, it's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. studio@rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.